Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Vav, 106, and we just mentioned the eight halachos that we learned from the Brisa. We discussed a couple of them, so I wanted to go through one or two more. The Rashi, I wanted to start off with the Rashi. The Rashi Maseches Eruvin has a line on daf Mem Mem Beis that the reason that one has to drink from a koshal bracha, which was one of the items that was learned from the Brisa, Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom, is because it's a genai for a koshal bracha for you to make a bracha on and then not drink it. And the question that the Achronim ask on their Rashi is that, what do you mean? Isn't it a bracha vatal? If I make a bari pri agafen, I don't drink the wine, there's a much more basic problem, not just a genai. Oh, it's like not treating the koshal bracha properly. What do you mean? It's that you have to drink it because you made a bari pri agafen. So that gets into the sugya of whenever, which we've touched on in the past couple of days, whenever one makes a bar, usually there's a berachas hanen, and of course you have to drink or eat whatever one is making the bracha on. If I make a mizonos, I have to make a mizonos. I have to eat something from mizonos. If I make any type of berachas hanen, I have to partake of it. I'm not allowed to make a berachas hanen for somebody else unless I am also participating. Unlike a berachas hamitzvah, which I can. That's called yatsa motzi. Even if I was yotzi a mitzvah already, I can make the bracha in order to be motzi someone else. Usually there's a difference between the two. But sometimes you have a birchas hananin, which is masked or put together with a birchas hamitzvah, like the bori pri agafen that goes along with Kiddush, that goes along with Sheva Brachos, that goes along with Pidyon HaBen, and other mitzvos of the like. What if you just have a Birchas Hananin that is a mitzvah, like Hamotzi on Shabbos? That's a little even more difficult, because that's just a Birchas Hananin, is not linked with any other mitzvah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak, discusses that case. Can we say, does that have the status? But if one is linked with the other Brachos, then for sure, Yesh Makom to say that it has the status, it gains the status of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's why this Rashi and this discussion is had by two of the Gedolei Achronim. The earlier one is the Afikayam. The Afikayam in a piece that's out of Afikayam, it's a discussed piece because he quotes Reb Chaim. So Afikayam in Chelik Beis Simen Beis, where he quotes from Reb Simcha Zelig in the name of Reb Chaim. Hayim Minhag goes, Reb Chaim is Minhag, that when he was Masada Kedushin at a wedding, Miki Hayalo Betzalachaso Yayin Vakos, Ulachasha Gama Birchas Disuin, he doesn't quote Reb Chaim yet. First he quotes a different Rav from Minsk, used to pour out a little bit after he made Birchas Erison. He said, Bari Priagafen, and he used to pour a little bit out, drink it himself, and then give the rest of the chassid and the kala. And he quotes that Reb Chaim didn't do that because, you know, that wasn't the accepted minhag. But he quotes, Admar agonadat salba atzmo haya minhago, ki haya nishbach ksas miyakos al yodo. He did it in a little more hidden way. As he gave the coast to the chassid and the kala, he shook his hand a little bit, poured a little bit onto his hand, and when nobody was looking and the photographer was on the chassid and the kala, if there was a photographer, so then he used to sip up from his thumb while they drank. But again, both this other Rav and Reb Chaim were machmir to assume that one has to drink. If I say a bari pri agafen, I need to drink some, even if I am saying it for somebody else. That is the beginning. But then he quotes, Lule de Bistafina, says the Afikayam, or I'm not scared. Hayisi Omer, Bekavanas Rashi. This is all based on that Rashi. What is the status of that Bori Pri Hagafen in the context of a Kosha Bracha? Because it sounds like from Rashi that it loses its status of a normal Berachas Hananin. That is why he says the reason of Gnai to the Kosha Bracha, instead of just saying it's a Bracha Levatala. So he says, Rashi seems to be saying two things. Trey Tami Kamar. To Be'emes Ikarata, the Mavarach Sarach Shiyitam Hulu Didei, we should deny you the Kosha Bracha. Shaloyana Adam Menala Alter. A person doesn't get Hanar for the Kosha Bracha right away, it's a Gnai. Umemela Kivant Al Karchach Sarach Shiyitam, then he goes into the Bari Pri Agafen element. He tries to work out how, like we said, this Bari Pri Agafen has a different status than other Bari Pri Agafens. Either way, that's the larger discussion. There's more on that Rashi. I'm not doing it justice, but that's one of the contexts where it is discussed. The other tshuva that discusses that Rashi, which again, we're not going to go through so much what he says about the Rashi, just the tshuva in general, is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Hey, about Havdalah. Rav Moshe discusses in this Shuvah in Simen Chaf, Os, Yud Zayin, whether one should make Havdalah sitting or standing. One should make Havdalah sitting or standing, and what the Kavan of the Chas and the Kaan left to be by Eris and Nisuin. But he quotes in there, quotes, Hine, Minhagat the Alma Shem Avdilin Me'umad. The minhag is to make Avdalah standing, says Ramosha. Not everybody, but that's Ramosha. She'ein machshivin zeh labirchas achilu v'shasiyah. What are the two reasons given in the poskim? Machlokas b'chaber and the Ramah. Sitting or standing. One should make it standing because I'm being malave the melech out. When you accompany a king, you are lead him out standing. And the other day is you should be sitting because you want to create a kfias. When I create a kfias, you're being mostly others, and whenever we try to create a kfias, we sit. Those are the days. So says Ramosha, he quotes many of the minhag to stand because they don't think that this is a normal kfias that you need to do. Or like we just said, it's not a birchas hanenah that you try to be motzi somebody else. Ube'etzem ha-mestaver kein. Sha'af sha'asur lechov alishtos kodem avdallah. Because even though it's asur, you didn't drink before avdallah. Lo shayach mitzvahs avdallah la'achila. It's not really connected as much as, let's say, Kiddush is. Da'afin lo yochal klal sorach lahavdil. Even if you don't have kavanah to eat at all. Ula Rashi, our Rashi, ha'afilu bishvil birchas borei priyagafen ain't sorach mitzad etzem adin lishtos. And according to Rashi in Erev Daf Mem, even the borei priyagafen, mitzad borei priyagafen, you don't even have to drink. Ve'im kein gamzu ein birchas hanenin. Da'afin lo yishte lo haviz ebracha lavatala. To a cause of Rashi Ervidaf Mem, to a Mavarsa Rashi Yitom, it's only because of the Gnai of the Koshal Bracha. To Taimosha Rashi, Mishud Deshaikh Lavarach Bari Pregafet Al Zeat Smosha Mavarach Labrachas Akinish Mavdallah, the Kolabrachas, the Zegufu Hashivas Lavarach Al Zeat, the Chulu, and he continues again in that, you have to be towing, but not because it's a Berchas Hanen.
Right.
You have to be towing because of the Koshal Bracha element, that it gives it Hashivas. Gives it Hashivas. That's why you wouldn't have to sit. Anybody would have to sit. Then he goes through, that's where he discusses the Rashi, but he goes through the whole Shuvah, and he says, oh, I know many people that say, oh, I go like the Gra. I go like the Gra. Meaning, and the Gra says what? Ika harbe b'dei Torah b'zman achrod. They started going like the Minhag HaGra. And the Minhag HaGra, in his Biuri HaGra, in Shulchan Aruch Reitz Adivav, where the Shulchan Aruch says, you should make Avdalah Miyushav. Right, and the Ramah says standing. The Shulchan Aruch says Miyushav. The Ramah writes two, the Gra writes two words. V'chein Iker. V'chein Iker. So, says Ramosha, a lot of people started sitting for Avdalah because they, oh, I'm a Gra man. Even though if you say you're a Gra man, you can't just like daven like the Gra. You gotta do like everything like the Gra. Right? Choshe Mishpat Evadezer Yoredei and Arachayim. But says Ramosha, even what the Gra did is not so clear. Because if you look in the Siddur HaGra, Isa V'yesh Omer Mishbo Shehiv Dilma Uman. Some people say that he made Avdalah standing. And he quotes from Rav Chaim V'lajin, Shera'u Shehiv Dilma Uman. Right, when Shakasav Sham from Rav Sraya Deblitsky, who was one of the experts on the Gra in our day, the Efshel Lomer Shulay Gra Haya Az Yechidi, Hosi Av Yachid, maybe when he was alone he made it standing, when he was the others made it standing. Either way, says Rav Moshe, the Nimsa Shalom Baru Lano Shitas Agra Halacha Lavaisa. We have no idea what the Gra did. V'im Kain Af Elo Shenogin Lasos Bechodaver Ka Gra Ein Yadua Eich Tzrichin Lasos. You don't know what to do here. The Lachain. Kivan shelasos delo kipsak harama who hotsaa mi minag the kol bnei Ashkenaz shenogad b'chol derek rabas to go like the Gra, you gotta be vaday sure if you're going against the Rama. So he says here it's not it's you don't know it's like the Rama. You don't know it's against the like the Gra, and the Rama says to make Avdalah standing. Uviprach agama tosfas atzman akasu shkeno inogin ach shekasfu shetovin na esha yeshvu. But he quotes that's the minog shulashanos b'minhaga lachein kivan shehakolba va'agam b'shema agadu tirtzu v'chulu yesh lo lasos karama shehei shekeno aminog. Rather, Rama quotes the minog to stand. Shelachein ein lachalashanos b'minhagcha uminog b'yisavicha shavahavdil me'umad. The other rabbah, tamua al elu sheshinu mi'minhagam lahavdil me'umad v'yischil lahavdil me'yushav. I don't understand their minog. Then he quotes in the last two lines. Ivra degam anim avdil me'yushav. It's true that I make Avdalah sitting. That's true, says Rav Moshe. V'hu mishum shekeno yiminag avi adoni marid v'rabenu. That's what my father, Rav David, did. U'memela gam panai, v'ulai gam har maybe talmidai osim came. Aval al kol panim, it's the mishabed you. Lo dami l'shar dvarim. Daf ilish osikar ramah, it's that bar what the Rav Mugra did, and therefore you can make Havdalah standing. Whatever you do is fine, says Rav Moshe. Okay, that was just a ha'ara on the Hamavarech Tzarech Sheyitom and the a little bit of the Achronim that discussed that Rashi in Erevin, Daf Mem Amavez. Okay, we continue now. Second line of Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rev Ashi Amar, Ta'amo Upagmo V'koshal Bracha Tzarech Shir. Right? He quotes two of the halachas that we spoke about yesterday. Ta'amo Upagmo, remember the story was that the person was looking to try to get, he had to use one kos for Avdallah and Berchaz HaMazon, so he had to wait. So it's mashma that if he had to take a little sip, he had to take a little sip, that's what it was mashma. And also, if he had to take a little sip, he would have ruined it. So Tamo Pagmo, the koshal bracha tzarech shir, and also that a koshal bracha requires you a shir, right? You have to have a shir in it, or because that's why there wasn't enough. Ravashi holds both of those reasons, chada milsahi. Really, that's one halacha. It's not like eight halachas that you learn, that's one. Vahachi kamar, my taima tamo pagmo, why is it that if I drink a little bit from the wine, it's pogim it, mishum de koshal bracha tzarech shir. Because the kosher bracha requires a shir. Meaning, Ravashi sounds like it's not a halacha per se of being pogame the wine. It's only because you drank some and now there's not enough left. But if there had been a lot, so then it would be okay. It wouldn't be a problem of pagam. That's Ravashi shita. But other amoraim, the pashtus of the principle that we said yesterday, is that drinking it itself ruins it. Rav Yaakov, meaning, and that's the definition of pogam. Pogam means, as we said yesterday, wine that somebody drank from. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Kuf Pei Beis, in the halacha of Koshal Bracha, that L'chadchila was supposed to use a Koshal Bracha that was not Pagum. After the Gemara quotes, after the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halachas of Koshal Bracha, Koshal Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaMazon, Tzarech Kos or not, right, we had all the different days yesterday, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech Shelo Yehei Pagum. It shouldn't be pogum. Shim shasa mimenu pagamo. If you drank, somebody drank from it, it's pogam it, and lechadchila, it is not right to drink from for koshal bracha. Avalim shafach mimenu letoch yada o lekli ein bakaklum. But if one poured out from the wine, that's not called pogam. Even if I made a bracha on the wine, I used it for kiddush, and then I poured some out into little cups to give everybody else, so that does not pogam the wine. And then he quotes something that's coming up in our Gemara. Let's just read the next two lines. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi kapid achatzva pegima. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi was makpid even on a pogum pitcher, meaning not only somebody drank from a little cup of wine, that's pogim it. Even from the whole pitcher, somebody drinks from the bottle of wine on the table. Somebody would do that. It's not derech eretz, but let's say somebody would drink that, the whole bottle will become pogum. Rav Idi Bar Shisha kapid akisa pegima. Rav Idi said, no, only on the cup of wine, a small little cup. If it's a bigger container, it's batel. Mar Bar Ravashi kapid afilu achavita pegimasa, even on a barrel. If somebody drank from the barrel, that would also pogim it. Rashbam says maybe not the huge barrels. It's hard to say that it would ruin that barrel, but little barrels, it would ruin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch continues and says. We're makpid for that. Afilu shasa meyakado mechaves ketana havi pogim. Where do you get the chaves ketana from? The Rashbam, right here. Aval im shasa mechaves shel eis gedola ein lahakpid. Not to be makpid. That is the halacha. Interesting halacha lamaisa. We mentioned this in the Daf Yin Shir also. The poskim quote that lechadchila, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, every person, as a mitzvah b'nei mufchar, should drink from the koshal bracha. Let's say on Friday night, we're all making kiddush. Everybody lechadchila should have a little bit to be toweim from the koshal bracha. So how do I, on a lechadchila level, b'dieved they don't have to, but on a lechadchila level, is there any way for me to transfer non-pugum wine to everybody at my table? So the poskim, the Sharatzi, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes two possibilities. How do I do that? Because if I make kiddush, I drink from the wine drink from the cup of wine, the kos, and then pour out to the rest for the rest of my family. So isn't that wine pogum now? I drank from it, then I'm giving it to them. So the Sharat Siyan has a daya that if they drink from the kos itself, then it's not pogum. That's not called pogum. If they're drinking actually from the kosher bracha, that's not so common. That you take the kos that the father made kiddush on and pass it around to the whole family. That's not so common, and for sure when there are guests over in our day and age, it's not going to work. Right? But what's the other possibility? The other possibility is that there's also a kiyum to drink from the kosher bracha. You don't want to not drink from it at all. So another way out, the post can describe, Shmir Shabbos discusses this, is right after I make kiddush, what many people do, is then before they drink, they pour it into the little cups, or if you have one of those fountains, you pour it into the middle, and then it goes to all the kosos, but then before I pass it, or as I'm starting to pass it, I make sure to leave a rov revius in the kos that I still have, and drink from there. So I'm drinking from the kosher bracha, but I gave it out, and I'm passing it out before I pogame it. The other possibility is not to pour it directly into the cup, but let's say if I have a kos, I pour half of it into a cup, and then I drink from mine, and then I pour into the little cups from that glass. And if I'm running low, I could pour more wine into that glass. But either way, there are different possibilities to try to transfer non-pogum wine. You know, it's not just haphazard how one does this. Everyone has to think how to transfer non-pogum wine to the entire family. Right? So that is different possibilities to transfer non-pogum wine like we have here. Again, b'di'evid, if the only wine that you have is pogum wine, you make kiddush on pogum wine. Right? If it's the only wine. Right? Is it better to use pogum wine or is it better to use bread? I'm not sure. Right? But that is the possibilities that one could have. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Here we go. Zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho. Zachrei olayayin. A machlokas they referred to yesterday. Remember Shabbos l'kadsho. Zachreyu al hayayin. Remember it on wine. That's the drasha. Kiddush, even if you look in the Torah, remember Shabbos, it could be anything, it could be just words. Zachreyu. The Medrash says at the end, the beginning of Bechukosai, Zachor in the Torah always means Lahazkir. Zachor, to remember, the way we remember is to mention. Zachor means Lahazkir. Right, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah every day, every morning and night of our lives. We do that by mentioning, by talking. The third parsha of Kriyat Shema. We say that because of the last pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiti Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Or Zechiras Amalek is Lahazkir Amalek. And that's what we do every parsha Zachor. Zachor is always Lahazkir. So here too, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos is Lahazkir. Not just to think about it in my mind, to mention it. But Chazal says Zachreyu al Hayayin, that it has to be done on wine. Ainli Ella, let's read the Gemara, and then we'll mention the different deos. Ainli Ella Bayom. This is only Bayom. Balaila Minayin, how do I know? Fine, Kiddush by day. How do I know Kiddush by night? Also, Tabalobar, Zachos, Yom HaShabbos, Lekadsho. Gemara says, what was that flow? What was that flow? Just the opposite. Balaila Minayin. You're asking me, how do you know at night? Adaraba, Iker Kiddusha Balaila Hu Kaddish. The Iker Kiddush is at night. The Doraisa one is at night. Techi Kaddish Tchilas Yoma Boilik Dushe. What do you mean? You know by day. What about by night? What do you mean the Iker Kiddush is by night? What's the Gemara talking about? So the Gemara says, another question, and then we answer. Visu, and also, Balaila Minayin, Tamalomar Zachor is Yom? How does the Pasuk, even if you want to say you're trying to prove night, how does the Pasuk prove that? Tana Meheder Alaylia, because of Nasav Lakra, the Yamama. We're trying to figure out nighttime kiddush. We bring a pasuk about daytime. So the Gemara says, you're right, switch it. Hachi ka'amar, the opposite. Zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho. Zachreyu al hayayin b'knisaso. I know there's a mitzvah to make kiddush, b'knisaso, at the beginning of Shabbos, b'knisaso. To set the tone. Ainli ela balayla. I only know that you have to make kiddush at night based on the pasuk, but yomi nine, how do I know even by day? You make kiddush even if you already make kiddush at night. Tamalomar zachar es yom haShabbos. Remember the day of Shabbos. Even during the day of Shabbos, one has to make kiddush. Okay, a couple of points that are mentioned. Okay, so this is the halacha of kiddush al hayayin. We alluded to it yesterday, but there are three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush, and what did the rabbis add on? The pashtus of the Gemara. Actually, I shouldn't say the pashtus. One of the possibilities, I'm sure which is more pashtut out of the first two, one of the possibilities is that, go from the smallest to the largest, that only saying kiddush. That's it. Kiddush bedvarim. That's d'oraisa. That's the shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Laman Aleph. L'daber dvarim biyom HaShabbos, b'hachnas aso, v'chin b'yitziyaso, like the Rambam. Right, to say special words of Shevach about Shabbos. She'yei b'hem zecher gdulas hayom, u'ma'alaso v'hi badluso, l'shevach v'shar yamim, shalafanav acharav. To talk about how different Shabbos is than the rest of the days. Talking about it. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger even says on Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha quotes it, that when I come home and I after shul and I take a Shabbos to somebody, I'm yotze kiddush d'oraisa by saying good Shabbos, and that is why that's why the some achronim have the problem if a man was already yotze kiddush d'oraisa in shul and on his way home, so then how is it he could come home and be motzi his wife in kiddush when he's only chayiv in derabanan that's left and his wife is still chayiv in d'oraisa.
Because you're Begvega, that's not a problem. Because when you get home, you say good Shabbos to your wife anyway, and she says good Shabbos back, and you're Yossi Daraisa already. So you're all only Chayav Durabanan by that point, by the time Kiddush comes. Okay, either way, that is the first day of the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, right? The Bir Alachin Reish Ein Aleph quotes that from Rabbi Akiva Eger. But if you look in Tosfos, right here. The second day is Tosfos in our Gemara, right here. Tosfos at the end of Tosfos Zachreihu. Look at the end of Tosfos. Tosfos quotes, Va'od Matzina Lameimar, the Kiddush al Hayayin Devar Torah, Aval Hada Amar Hamavarach Tzorach Sheyitom Zel Midrabanan. Tosfos goes one step further. Maybe not just say Kiddush Bidvarim, but saying it while you hold a cup of wine, that's also Daraisa. That's this Drasha. Zachreihu al Hayayin. Sounds like a real drush and gemurah. Chazal had a mesorah that this mitzvah must be done with wine. That's how I'm really connecting it to the seuda, to what's going to follow. And that's part of the mitzvah daraisa. That is day number two. Day number three is what we referred to yesterday. I was off by one with the daf. The Rashi, which is really the Mefarish, in Nazir Daf Gimel and Mabez going on to Dalam and Aleph, holds that maybe even drinking the wine is Daraisa. Because it's implicit there. Because the Mefarish there is talking about the Gemara that says, if somebody makes a Shvua, never to drink wine. Somebody makes a Shvua. So, is that called Nishba Levata Lasa Mitzvah? Because, do you have to drink the wine on a Daraisa level? From Kiddush? That's that sugya there. Nishba Levata Lasa Mitzvah, and he makes a neder. What is he Mushva Va'omed Mehar Sinai from? That's that Rashi. It sounds like that you're Mushma V'yom Har Sinai, drinking the wine. What do you mean, from Har Sinai? Right? I thought it was a Dizra Abanim to drink the wine. Sounds like from that Rashi, that Mefarish, Nazir, Dav, Gimel, Mevei, Zalman, Aleph, that it is included in the Mitzvah Daraisa, drinking the wine itself. The actual Nusach of what we say at Kiddush, that for sure is Dizra Abanim. Doesn't say the Torah what we're supposed to say. Right? Shabbos is awesome, I love it. I'm Yossi Daraisa. Right? It's unique. Right, so I'm not. So the nusach of Kiddush is for sure Drabanan. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Laman Aleph, as he always does, ponders. Well, once the rabbis told us a specific nusach, so is there any separation now between Daraisa and Drabanan? Meaning, what if I said that today? Shabbos is awesome. I love it. I'm so excited. Baruch Pirag Offen. So I'm a Yotze Daraisa. I'm just not Yotze Drabanan. Right? You can ask this question by Kiddush, you have to ask this question by Birchas HaMazon, you can ask this question by Tefillah, any mitzvah which is Da'oraisa, but the Rabbanan filled in the blank about the Nusach of what we're supposed to say, what did they do? Am I not even Yotze on a Da'oraisa level if I make up my own Nusach? That is what the Minchas Chinuch assumes. This is the Safik of the Prima Gadim, he quotes, but he assumes like the latter, that's what he likes to say. Ata, she'tiknu Chazal HaNusach, now that Chazal made up the Nusach, Dahainu, Lahaschil Beshemu Malchus, Ulisayim, Vahulo Asakin, Rak Amr Dvarme Atzmo, Lamailos Hayom, Efshar, Afminator Lo Yotza. And he quotes Kamosha Kasav, Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel. Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel. What's Tosfos in Sukkah Dav Gimel? That's the Tosfos that says if somebody sits in a Sukkah that the rabbi said or pasul, then they're not even Yotzi the mitzvah of Sukkah de Oraisa. Even though on a Daraisa level the Sukkah is fine. But the Rabbanan said it's a sukkah psula. The language of the Mishnah is lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. And Tosfos takes that literally. Other Rishonim, the Ran there does not. But Tosfos takes it literally and therefore says you wouldn't be Yotze. It's just like you wouldn't be Yotze there. So too says the Minchas Chinuch, you would not be Yotze. You would not be Yotze here either. In the mitzvahs of Dibur. There is one discussion of something to say in Kiddush. And that is the Gemara that we're going to have. We'll talk about this then again, but Be'ez Hashem, the Gemara in Kufi Yuzayim Abayis, later on in our Perek, the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Tzarech sheyazkir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. That's the language of the Gemara Kufi Yuzayim Abayis. You have to mention Zichlis Sechiris yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. Based on that, the Minchas Chinuch and the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, I heard this question is in the Minchas Chinuch, but he didn't have a Minchas Chinuch. So he says, but I heard the Minchas Chinuch asked this question, the Bir Halacha Mishnah and Aleph. This question on the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is the one that asked the question of, if a man is Yotze Kiddush and Shul, Daraisa, then how could he be Motzi, his wife, when he gets home, who is still Chayav in Daraisa, and he's only Chayav Durabanan. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, but the Gemara says you have to mention Zechiris Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And you don't have that in the regular Friday night Shmon Esrei. You have that in a Yantav Shmon Esrei. But you don't have that in a Friday night Shemitah until you say in Kiddush, Zeicher Yotzias Mitzrayim. You don't have that. So what do you mean you were Yotze? You weren't Yotze. That's the bomb kasha on the Magen Avraham. So the Bir Halacha tries to figure out a teretz, but either way, he quotes that as the question of the Shamati Shebesefer Minchas Chinuch Hifli Bazel Magen Avraham. Okay, what's the answer? There's a beautiful answer given by the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima says, if you look at the context of the Gemara, that's in the Seder Gemaras already. That's not in the regular Kiddush and Avdala Gemaras. So suggests the Torah Tamima, maybe that Gemara is only by the Seder. You have to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. That makes a lot of sense. But who says for the regular mitzvah of Kiddush? Zechla Maisa Bracious. Who says Zechla Yetzias Mitzrayim? So based on the context of the Gemara, says the Torah Tamima in Parshas Yisro, that he thinks maybe that statement of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is only about Pesach and not about a regular Friday night. Okay, one final point, and then we'll continue. If you look in the earlier part of this Tosfos here, in Zachreya Walayayin, Tosfos discusses, why do we say Vayechulu every Friday night in Shul? We just said Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. We're going to say Vayechulu when we get home. Why are we saying Vayechulu in Shul? Tosfos says, right, it's Hashkacha. We're doing this on a Friday. Right, I mean, you might say that the past five blot have been about Kiddush, but you know, but now we're talking about Vayechulu. Umash regilin lomar Vayechulu acher hatvila b'kol ram. Why do we say Vayechulu? Haydom ishum yontif shachol yas b'Shabbos. You know why? That's only because a yontif that fell out on Shabbos, when you wouldn't have said Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Therefore, you say Vayechulu now. So up to that case that comes up once a year, we say Vayechulu every Friday night. Unbelievable. And then he continues, gets into the other day. But that's an amazing thing. That we say Vayechulu every Friday night because of Yad HaShkolis, even though you're going to say it at home anyway. But you want it to be said in shul too. So that's why we say it every Friday night. And that's, it has the din of Eidus, and that's why the minhag is not to say it alone, to have somebody say it with you. Very unusual, bir halacha. The Chavos Chaim writes that maybe on Friday night you should like hurry up your Shmona Esrei a little bit. So you can make sure to say Vayechulu with the tzibur. The Chazon Ish screams at it. The Chazon Ish says, what are you talking about? You say, it's just a minhag. You said Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. You're going to say it again at home. Daven properly. So maybe he thinks it's so important to say it. It's Eidus on Maisa Braces. There's even a Machzus HaShekel on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, where he quotes, what's the Minug? You have to say it together to give Eidus. If you're in court, do you talk at the same time? Never talk at the same time. It's one after another. So what do you mean you have to give Eidus together at the same time? We all say, oh, it's Eidus, and say it together. No, you don't have to say it together because of Eidus. You need two people for Eidus. If you don't say it, Mamash, at the same time, so the Machzus HaShekel says, yeah, but here is different, because this is Eidus L'Maisa Braces. Eidus L'maisa Bracious, that's not Eidus about just an action that happened. And that's why maybe it has a higher standard. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, again, these dafim, as we see, are just jam-packed. Says the Gemara, Biyom Maimavarech. Biyom. It's interesting that these Gemaras are here in Arvi Pesachim, they're not in Masechah Shabbos. Most of Kiddush and Avdala are right here, right? Not in Shabbos. So during the day, what's Kiddush during the day? Maimavarech. Amar Rav Yehuda. Borei Priyagafen. The Kiddush is just Borei Priyagafen. That's the Kiddush on Shabbos Day, as we know, the Iker Kiddush. And that's the all the psukim that we say earlier are just a minhag. It's just Borei Priyagafen. It's even a chumra they quote from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that even though at Friday night there's just a minhag, there's a minhag for everybody to drink the wine, but when it comes to Shabbos Day, it's really a Birchas Hanehenin. It's really a Birchas Hanehenin. It's quoted, I have these two volumes on Chidushe Griz. So he quotes there, Shemati, to call Iker Kiddush Hayom ulatzaisi day, Birchas Hanehenin shel Birchas Borei Priyagafen. V'hu omer, de'bishah b'shachris midina chayavim kolam esubin lishtos yayin. D'rak bazeh yotzim heimas habracha. U'me'az shemo azos mimenu, Maran g'Rav Chaim hivchin bo, Maran zatzal shahaya no akin. Okay. There is that's a chumrah. It's a chumrah that even on Friday night it's just a minhag. During the day it's just a berachas hanehenin that everybody has to have. So that is not the minhag olam. Minhag olam is that you're yotze with it, just like Friday night kiddush. It is just a regular kiddush. It doesn't sound that way for the me'iri also. It sounds like for the me'iri here that you could just be yotze with somebody else. Either way, this is the daytime kiddush, just break for a guffin. all the psukim are minhagim. Rav Ashi iklal mechuza. Rav Ashi once visited mechuza. Amrule liktashlan mar kiddusha rabba. Please make the great kiddush for us. The great kiddush. Havule, and they gave him a kos. Savar, my new kiddusha rabba. He's like, what's kiddusha rabba? Why are they calling it this? Amar, he says, well, I'll take my chances. Michdi, kol abrachas kulam borei per agafen, amri bereisha. Everything always starts with a borei per agafen. So I'll start with that, and then I'll see what happens. Amar borei per agafen, v'agid bei. He said it borei per agafen, and then he looked around. He looked around to see what anybody else was doing. Were they waiting for him? New, or not? He sees an old man that went bent down and started drinking. So he realized he made the whole kiddush already. So he says, Baruch Hashem, I was able to be mechave to make the kiddush and in that way not be embarrassed and not have to ask them what the halacha was. Period. Interesting. It's clear for me that they didn't say any psukim. Sounds like he just said borei per agafen. The psukim, again, they're different minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that you shouldn't say a half a pasuk. We discussed this a couple of days ago. Al kein beirach is a half a pasuk. So that's why if one wants to be makbid, unless you rely on that heter that we mentioned a couple of days ago, of if you're saying it, but Torah's tefillah, not as a pasuk, it's okay, which that's why people don't have to scream about this. But if one wants to be makbid, then you should start from the beginning of the pasuk. Right, and if you want, some people start with Zachar, some people start with Vishamru, but whatever it is to say the whole pasuk, not just Al Kain, the Mishnah Berurah just quotes that problem of Kol Psukei Delo Paskei Moshe, Anan Lo Paskinan. So this is the Kiddush during the day. There's a big discussion, why is the Kiddush in the morning called Kiddusha Rabba? So the most famous answer given is the Ran right here, and that is, it is a euphemism. It's the small Kiddush. But it's Saginar, right? It's like you call somebody who's blind able to see. That's the Ran right here. It is a euphemism. But if you look at the Rashi and the Rashbam, they say no. Rabba means it's the most common. Borei per agafen is the bracha that you're always saying. Every mitzvah gets a borei per agafen. That's what it means by Rabba. Rabba means because on all kiddushos you use this. Right? By a wedding and by pitchin a ben and by bris milah. Every time you're doing something with kedusha, you say this bracha. That's Rashi. If you look in the Maram Chalava also says something similar, but the fascinating Margalias Hashas. He quotes this from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Machlokas, what day the Torah was given, on the sixth day or the seventh day of Sivan, but Kulei Alma Nitzanu b'Shabbos. So Torah was given on Shabbos. Right after Kabbalah Satorah, what happens? They go home, and they make Kiddush. That's why it's Kiddusha Rabbah, because this was the first Kiddush Klal Yisrael made. Because they make Kiddush Shabbos day, first. Mishum Shatorah lo ninev Shabbos Kodesh Bayom. Umishasham over the Yisrael adibur, Zohar Shem Shabbos Akadsho, Kishro lo yayin bo Bayom. That's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, Kihu haya HaKiddush HaRishon. And he says that also explains the Havamin of the Gemara earlier. I only know by day. How do I know by night? And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The daytime, the nighttime is the one that's Iker. But maybe the Hamamina was because of here. Because the first Kiddush was done by day. So I know you have to do it by day. What about by night? Kamash Malan not. That is the Imre Emes, the Gera Rebbe, on why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. There is a Machlokas. We mentioned this also a couple of days ago. Machlokas to the Rambam and the Raavad. We didn't read this inside though. And that is there an Isser Achila before Kiddush by day also? At night there's an Isher Achila, Isher Shtiya, drinking. What about during the day? That's a Machlokas, Rambam Raavad. The Rambam says, in Perech Haftes Halacha Yud, you make Kiddush Rabbah, Borei Per Agafen, and Bavarek, Borei Per Agafen Bilvad, Rambam doesn't say any Psukim, Vishoseh, V'yachrach Yito Yoda V'yasod, and then do the Tzilas Yadayim. V'asr lo la'adam she'yitom klum kodem she'yikadish. There's the Rambam. It's Asr to eat anything before you make Kiddush. V'gab Kiddush zeh lo yeh al malkam suda. Fine. Says the Raavad in his classic style. B'chaye Roshi. By my life. Im misvara amra. If he says this misvara, lo savar miyamav svara b'chusa mizu. I have never heard of such a bad svara. I don't know, even if we would argue, I don't know if we get so excited about this one. But he said, I've never heard of it. Ulafisha karuhu kiddusha rabba yatzolo. The rabbi got it because, you know, they call it kiddusha rabba. He says, but that's what misled him. The eina klum shekfar niskadish hayom biknisaso al hayayin kodim sheyitom. You already made kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos. V'ilu bala kadesh bayom ala pas milo makadesh v'techashiv hamotzi b'makam berchas ayayin v'yochal. Right? You can make kiddush al hapas. Right? Ukita darshu, when they darshin that ainli ala balayla bayomi nayin, asmachtahi. Our kiddush, meaning don't take kiddush ayom so seriously, says the Ravid. Right? It's an asmachta. Or maybe it means if you didn't make kiddush at night, you have to make kiddush also bayom. That is machlokas Rambam Ravid. What's the nekudas of machlokas? Says Rav Salvechik, in the Rishima Shiurim, this is in Meseches Sukkah, in the Rishima Shiurim, page Reish Sadi Zayin, the machlokas, what is the nature of kiddush by day? Well, Rambam, hareyu chalos shem kiddush kama balayla. It's a real kiddush. On a drabbanon level, albeit. But it's one of the rice is Friday night, drabbanon is during the day, but it's still a kiddush. V'lachein sover she'asr litom kondim she'yikadish. And that's why all the same halachas apply. Asr to eat, kiddush malkam suda, it's a chalos shem kiddush. The Ravid says no. This is just a din of being kovei asuda al ayayin. The kibbutz eidum avarech bracha al kedushas hayom b'shas kedusha rabba ain kan chalos kiddush, right? Ela mitzvos bari peragafen. So says the Rav. Doesn't the Ravid make more sense? You already sanctified the day at the beginning of Shabbos. Why should you have to do it again? So explains Rav Salvechik, the Rav, that really there's two elements. The etzem mitzvahs kiddush kolel shnei dvarim shevach al Shabbos. Kvias suudas hashabbos. That's also part of kiddush. V'lefiza nitem lomar. Fine kiddush rabba is chaser divrei shevach on a daraisa level. Alkozma yishbo chalos kvias suudas hashabbos al hayayin. And that's why the Rambam even says it by kiddush shal shudas. Should be kovei suud al hayayin, which we'll hopefully get back to. But either way, that is a couple of points about it. Let's go a little further, and then we'll talk about maybe kiddush by shal shudas. Says the Gemara, Viter Amri b'nei Rebbe Chia, Mishlo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos, Mavdil v'holich b'chol haShabbos kulo. If you didn't make Abdallah on Motzi Shabbos, then you can make Abdallah in the continuation for the rest of the week. Ad kama, Amar Reb Zera, ad Revi b'Shabbos, up until Wednesday, right, Tuesday night, as we spoke about yesterday. Ki had the Yasser Reb Zera, kabeid Reb Asi, v'yamri la Reb Asi, kabeid Reb Yochanan, v'yasev ka'amar, le'inyin gittin, chada b'Shabsa, shrei v'tlasa, basar Shabsa. Also regarding a get, what's the case? If somebody says to his wife, I'll give you this get, I'll manas, that you give me 200 zuz after Shabbos. So what does it mean after Shabbos? What does it mean before Shabbos? So again, for Hilchas Gittin 2, for conditions, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is with the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is with the following Shabbos. Arba v'cham she'umal yom ha'kami Shabbosa. Amar Yaakov Ar-Idi, avalo ala or. But Barim Arei Ha'esh is only made on Motzi Shabbos. Right? Because that's connected to Brias Ha'esh on Motzi Shabbos, and that's why it is only made on Motzi Shabbos. The Maram Chalava says right here. Wouldn't think it would be said. The Maram Chalava says, Mikan Kasvu, right, on this line, about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, going with the previous Shabbos, with this Thursday, Friday, with the next one, Mikan Kasvu Rabbeinu Hatzarfatim, Beha Da Amrinan Dechayiv Adam Likro Parshiosa V'matzibur Shnayim Mikrov Echa Targum. We know the Mitzvah Rabbanan Avim Avir Sedra, says Rabbeinu, the French rabbis, based on this Gemara, Di'ilo Kara B'Shabbos, Yochol LaHashlim B'Likros Ad Shlishi B'Shabbos, Debasar Shabbos Mikru. If you're late, if you're stuck, right, maybe somebody's behind because Bereishis, you don't have any time, right, if you're a little behind, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is still called with the tzibur of the previous. Aval mishlishi ve'elech avar yomo dekami shabbos mikri. But if it's already after Tuesday, it's called with the next Shabbos. So it's not the full kiyum of parshiyosav im hatzibur. Yes, you still got to do it. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Pei Aleph. Reish Pei Hei, the different days. That lachadchila to do it before you eat on Shabbos, and second day before you mincha, third day before Wednesday, fourth day before Shmini Atzeres. So even if you miss it, and it's past Tuesday, you still got to do it. Just make it up before Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah when everybody else. That's also on another level called Imhat Sibur. But either way, that is the halacha of the being Maver Sedra. Weiter. Amra Bruna Marav. Hanotel Yadav. Lo Yekadesh. If somebody does Netilas Yadayim, they should not make Kiddush then. Should not make Kiddush after Netilas Yadayim. But exactly what we discussed in the past, but what the Yaki Minag is, to wash before Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch here says, don't do it. Hanotel Yadav. Lo Yekadesh. Why not? What's so bad? What's so bad? So the Rashbam and Rashi both say, because Kiddush is a hafsik. Kiddush is a hafsik between the Netil Shadayim and the Hamotzi. So that's why you shouldn't do it. That's Rashi, Shita right here. Tosfos quotes at the end of the top Tosfos in the name of Reb Elchanan. The name of Reb Elchanan. Oh, Reb Elchanan! Reb Elchanan, the Baalei Tosfos. He says, no, you shouldn't do it because it's nearer, the Gemara says elsewhere, that if you wash your hands, leperos, right, bizman hazeh, you're migase ruach. You're like haughty of spirit. So this is like, it gives the, like you're washing for wine. It gives you the impression. So also it's inappropriate to do that because it's nearer migase haruach. The Rambam seems to give another pshat, but either way, this is the first day right here. Amar lehu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. Akati lo noach nafshi derav. Shachachinu l'shmaitzei. Rav lo noach nafshi. Rav didn't die yet. And you forgot? Forgot what he said? Zimnin tzagir avikim nakami derav. Many times I was there. Zimnin d'chaviv alei rifta b'kadesh rifta. Zimnin d'chaviv alei chamra b'kadesh chamra. When Rav was in the mood for bread, he washed before Kiddush and made Kiddush on bread. And you see, the Kiddush is not a hefsik then. You say the whole Kiddush before you eat. So, you see, it's not a hefsik. And that is what is quoted there, as we know, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Zayin, in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Zayin, that's where this minug is quoted. The minug of some to wash before they, in Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis. Acher, the Shulchan Aruch says, Acher Shkiddush al Kos, no Tol Yadam, Mavarech Alam Tzil Zidayim V'chulu. The Yesh Omrim says the Ramah. De Lechadchila, Yesh Li Tol Yadav, Kodem HaKiddush, Ula Kaddish al Hayayin. Even if you're doing it al Hayayin, the Minag the Ramah quotes is to do that. Why? Because obviously the Kiddush is not a Hefsik. It's all Tzorech HaSuda. It's very efficient. You make Kiddush, you make Hamotzi, right then and there all together. Good. Amarav Huna Amarav. Ta'am Einu Makadish. What an amazing shita. If you ate before Kiddush, you blew it, you do not make Kiddush. What does that mean, you do not make Kiddush? Machlokas Rashbam Tosfos. The Rashbam says, you don't make Kiddush the entire night. Make Kiddush tomorrow. Wow. Ta'am im ocha lo yekadish kol alayla el alamachar kodim su'uda. That's the Rashbam. Tosfos says, no, what are you talking about? Not going to make Kiddush at night? No, have somebody else make Kiddush. Doesn't mean that you don't make Kiddush. That's what Tosfos says. Why would the Rashbam say something like that? It could be that if Kiddush, by definition, is a tone setter, so then if you blew it, so if you didn't set the tone, then at least, okay, tomorrow set the tone. Kiddush is all about setting the tone for the Suda after it. That's conceptual. That's lumdus. The simple understanding might just be a knas. Might just be a knas. The Maram Chalava here says that it's nira kimevaze es amitzvos. Right, it's like you ate before you make Kiddush. So it's a bizayin. So have somebody else make Kiddush who didn't eat yet. So then it's out of you, at least be Yotzei with his. Either way, that's a machlokas rishon and what the svar is. Boy, minei Rav Chana, bar Chinna, mei Rav Huna, tomar she yavdil. Do you say the same thing by Avdallah? Right, what about if you ate something? Mao she yavdil. Amar lei, no, ani omar tom avdil. I say, even if you ate, you should still do havdalah. Even if by kiddush you say einam akadish, by havdalah we're not so machbir. For avasi omar tom einam avdil. Ravasi says, no, even there, tom einam avdil. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla be ravasi. Ish deliv et tomidi, he forgot and tasted something. Havo lekisav avdil, and he still make havdalah afterwards. Amar lei debitso, ravasi's wife turns to him and says, v'amar lo avid hachi. Honey, you don't hold this way. You say time, you're not allowed to be mavdil. Amar la shafke, Rabbi Sirele says, okay, that's what I hold. But obviously our guest holds like his Rebbe, who says you're allowed to. That Tom can still make Kiddush, no problem. Period. Amar of Yosef, Amar Shmuel, Tom ain't no makadish, Tom ain't no mavdil. That's what Shmuel holds. Rab Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that's what, that one version of Shmuel. The other version of Shmuel says, Tom makadish, but Tom mavdil, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Tom, Makadesh, Vatom, Mavdil. We say, even if you by mistake ate before Kiddush or Avdallah, you can still make Kiddush and Avdallah. Umishal Kiddush, Be'er Shabbos, Makadesh, Vaholi, Kolayam Kulo, on Motzi Shabbos. You can make Kiddush the entire Shabbos. Mishal Hivdal, Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil, Vaholi, Kol, HaShabbos, Kulo. The entire Shabbos. Is there a difference between Tom and having a whole meal? I don't think so. I don't think so. Even if you ate, you could still make Kiddush. Tosfos here discusses, as they always do, whenever something like this comes up, how is it possible that one of the great Amoraim forgot and ate before Kiddush? How is that possible? Doesn't the Gemara say elsewhere? Look at the second of the bottom Tosfos. Ishtali. Masha Makshinon. Hashta behemtim shall tzadikim in a Kodesh Baruch Hu may be takala. Right? Even the animals of great tzadikim, right, don't eat tvua that miser wasn't taken off of, a chulu. Tzadikim for sure. So if you, elsewhere, Rabbi Bali Tosfos give the suggestion, well, maybe it only applies, they ask this question by other averus, and they say maybe it only applies by food. By food, no mistakes are made. Like by even behemtim shall tzadikim. The problem is here it is food. Here it is food. So Tosfos' answer is very mistavra. It says, here it's not that the food is asur. So chov is gavra to make kiddush ravdallah. The food isn't macholos asuros. It's just an iser zman. So therefore, maybe that principle doesn't apply here. Yesh lomar dahacha shamachol mutter ela shahasha asura ein shayach lahakshos. Right, that's not such a problem because it is... the food is really inherently mutter. Just to end off with a discussion of kiddush by shalosh shudas. We mentioned if you look in the Rambam's lashon is Rambam has there are two halachas in the Rambam. The Rambam has one halacha where he says sarech likvoa perek lamid sarech likvoa kol suuda mishlash don alayayin. Every suud has to be nikva kovei suud alayayin. The tour quotes that Rambam and says, oh, you see from here you have to make kiddush even by shalosh shudas. The problem is, when the Rambam talks about Kiddush, he only mentions two Kiddushes. Nighttime Kiddush and daytime Kiddush. He doesn't mention Kiddush by Shalosh Shudas. So says the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam quotes the Tur and says, I think he's wrong in his understanding of the Rambam. Because the language is Koveya Su'uda al Hayayin, not to make Kiddush. And that's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch usually tells you what you have to do. But here the Shulchan Aruch says what you don't have to do. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Sadi Aleph Siv Dalad, Ein tzarech lekadish besudah shlishis. That's his lashon. You don't have to make kiddush. Aval tzarech lefsal sheki karas. You have to have lechem mishnah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, but there's still a kiyum to be koveya suuda, have wine during the meal. But you just don't have to be koveya suuda al hayayim. So again, to have wine at the meal is wonderful, lechachila, but not to start off with kiddush. There are those that start off with kiddush, right? In some benchers, you have an askinu and a version of the kiddush. But either way, that's not the minhag Yisrael that we have to do. Okay, this takes us through Kovav. B'Hashem, enjoy Tavar's daf. B'Hashem, it'll be uploaded, and we'll continue B'Hashem on Sunday.